In normal times, the Appalachian Trail is a place of peace and solitude. These, of course, are not normal times, and as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, the trail is not immune to what's going on around it.
This story's by Lawrence Hammock, a reporter with the Roanoke Times. And when you think of social distancing, you think maybe wide open spaces, getting out by yourself, losing yourself in the great outdoors. It turns out that a lot of people had that same thought. Too many people, those who maintain sections of the Appalachian Trail near Roanoke, have urged people to stay away. And Lawrence Hammock in his story tells us that the AT is no longer necessarily a refuge. There's reports of jammed trailhead parking lots, shelters full of hikers, and heavy use of picnic tables.
David, people showing up at the trail have been surprised, certainly, but many of them have gone ahead with their plans anyway.
The Roanoke Times went out and talked to some folks that were coming off the trail. They talked to a college student who said, you know, heck, I figured this would be a great place to get away from people and still be able to do something. A 74-year-old Roger Davis of Vinton went out there not knowing that the public had been advised to stay away. And he said, you can't stop living just because of the possibility that you might get something.
Now, there are still sections of the trail that are not crowded. It depends really on where you are.
Right. You think of the Appalachian Trail, you know, the through hikers could probably hike for days without seeing anyone. But as you get closer to cities like Roanoke, and you have so many people getting cabin fever and thinking, I'll get out there, only to find parking lots filled with cars of people doing the same thing. It's not necessarily the refuge you think it might be.
When Virginia schools closed a few weeks ago, students didn't know they wouldn't be back in class before August, so they didn't say their customary goodbyes. But in Augusta County, they've found another way.
Right, this story is from the Stanton News Leader by reporters Patrick Hyde and Leanna Smith. And it's out in Stewart's Draft, which is a rural area. Students left school on March 16th, thinking they were just gone for a couple of weeks. And then later, of course, they learned that the school would be canceled. So the teachers thought of a way to really bring some closure. They never really had a chance to say goodbye. So teachers did a parade. 40 cars lined up in the parking lot. They were escorted by a Augusta County Sheriff's deputy, and they drove through the community with signs in their cars, and they had some students out in the yards waving with signs of their own. It was a chance to say goodbye.
The teachers they interviewed for the story were not happy about the premature closure. But David, they understood why it was necessary and in general seemed to be supportive of it.
Right. This is mainly a rural area, so they did their best to get around to see as many students as possible.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.